state lawmakers are at odds over a package of criminal justice reform bills that are currently in committee. The tougher on crime bills were introduced earlier this month by state Republicans. Lawmakers in support of the bills argue that repeat offenders are creating a dangerous climate in communities around the state, especially in southeastern Wisconsin, including Milwaukee. Lawmakers opposed to the legislation have argued that the bills could add more strain to overcrowded jails and don't address the root causes of crime. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll lay out some of the basics for us in this package of legislation.
So this is a package of several bills backed by Republican lawmakers. It was rolled out a couple weeks ago. And I think, they obviously do a variety of things. But I think the overarching idea behind this package is to increase criminal penalties and provide more of the deterrent effect for some crimes, and also getting people who reoffend back in prison.
Let's give a listen to Republican State Senator David Craig talking about these issues when the bills were announced a couple of weeks ago. Here's a listen.
Through our bill, we are going to crack down on soft charging and in areas sentences that have been provided that have not fit the crimes. Through soft charging by some district attorneys and light sentences by judges, hardened repeat offenders are continually emboldened to escalate their crimes. As a result, our constituents are victimized and our police officers are having to re-arrest individuals and groups of criminals time and time again, and after they are continually released onto our streets.
Cracking down on soft charging. Do we know what that means in practice in this legislation?
So that's something that lawmakers talk about fairly regularly, putting in place mandatory minimum sentences for certain crimes. We've talked a lot about that with drunk driving, for example. That's not part of this package of legislation. One of the things that this would do is place a mandatory sentence for repeat shoplifters. So we see that there. And, you know, we also hear Senator Craig talking about repeat offenders. That's a big part of this package. People that commit crimes when they're out on parole or serving probation would have the state would be compelled to revoke their probation or parole after they commit that repeat offense and put them back in prison immediately. So as Craig said, they're kind of cracking down on those repeat offenders.
And there's been an issue with that revocation issue, people going back to jail. Reform advocates saying in some cases, okay, this person's out, they have a minor rule violation, they end up back in prison. And there's been a movement to try to cut back on this. Is that something that people have brought up in response to this proposal?
Absolutely. So actually, a Republican lawmaker, Representative Cindy Duco, brought that up in the committee hearing this week. She said that she didn't want to back a proposal that would send someone back to prison if, for example, they stole a pack of cigarettes while they were on parole or probation. So kind of the level of the crime being committed is certainly part of the conversation for these individuals and a subject of concern for some people that are, raising concerns about the bills.
There's also been other concerns raised. I want to give a listen to Democratic State Representative Sheila Stubbs saying that these bills don't address the core issues when it comes to sentencing and crime. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
I ask you to please reconsider the process in which you're going to further incarcerate someone who's never really been given a fair chance.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the argument from Representative Stubbs?
So what Representative Stubbs was saying there is that incarcerating repeat offenders actually isn't a very good way, in her view, to reduce crime. She said that there aren't enough services for individuals after they are released from prison and reintegrated into the community to sort of help them rehabilitate and figure out how to become members of the community again. So they said, Stubbs said rather, that just simply putting someone back in jail isn't going to solve the problem of crime. We need to kind of take a different tack with it. And that's a big conversation that's been happening in the Capitol for the past several years.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She's with us to look at some changes to the criminal justice system, proposals before the state legislature right now. Laurel, you mentioned some Republican concerns about this legislation. This isn't necessarily going to be a partisan issue, possibly?
That's right. So I talked about Representative Cindy Duco earlier. She's a Republican. She talked about, relatively minor offenses, sending people back to jail if they commit those during probation or parole. Another Republican lawmaker on the committee, Representative Michael Schraw, who's from Oshkosh, raised concerns about the cost of sending more people to prison in Wisconsin, and also the effects of, doing that when we already have pretty overcrowded prisons in the state. There was a similar proposal during the last legislative session, actually, to do with repeat offenders, and that plan ended up being linked to about $350 million in bonding and a proposal to actually build a new prison in Wisconsin. And he said, if we're talking about that kind of price tag for a proposal like this, where are we going to find the money for that? What things are we going to take money away from? How are we going to prioritize that kind of spending?
Another bill in this package looks at domestic violence. You wrote about this one. What kind of changes might be in the works there?
So another kind of ramping up of penalties there. It would make it a felony to intimidate a victim of domestic violence before they testify in court proceedings about that domestic violence. So obviously increasing a penalty, making that a felony means, more jail time. Supporters of that say that, this is a problem, getting people to testify in these cases, and intimidation is a major factor in why some people don't testify. Other proposals in the package related to domestic violence also have to do with kind of providing that testimony. One of the bills would allow testimony to happen via video conferencing or by giving a deposition in a different location and having that being able to be used in the court setting. So kind of trying to get ways to make it a little bit easier on these victims that aren't quite so traumatizing for them.
Advocacy groups on domestic violence have responded at least to some of these pieces of legislation. What kind of things are we hearing from them?
So what they said, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of similar to the Democratic argument about putting more resources in supporting offenders reintegrating into the community. They're saying we need to put more resources into supporting victims of domestic violence in the community, rather than spending money on increasing penalties and incarcerating their offenders, their aggressors, more heavily. Advocates for Domestic Violence said, the state really needs to be putting money behind things like child care for victims, support like that that kind of helps them deal with the situation and move forward and get the support that they need.
In our last minute or so, Laurel, there's a lot at play here in this package of legislation. What's the timeline on this?
So this is a really tight timeline. Legislative leaders in the Capitol have said they expect to wrap up the session probably by about the end of February. So this is going to have to move pretty quickly through the process. That has certainly happened in the past when things have had the necessary support to do that. I think it's also important to mention, though, even if this package of bills does make it through the entire legislative process in that tight time frame, they face potential vetoes from Governor Tony Evers. He has said that he won't support anything that increases the state's prison population. He actually campaigned on cutting it in half. So it could face some pretty steep odds in the Capitol this year.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She joins us today to talk about a package of tough-on-crime bills that are being contested by some state lawmakers.